Welcome to the Haftarah Weekly of Parshas Ekev. This week is the second of the Shiva D'Nechemta, the 7 weeks of consoling us after the Chorban. The Levush in Simen Tov Chav Ches explains that last week Hashem sent the Navi to comfort us. We responded by saying, V'toymer tzioin azovani Hashem. We are not satisfied with any comfort from a Navi. We want to hear the comfort directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzion says, Hashem abandoned me, and Hashem forgot me. V'Hashem shecheichoni. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Lama Beis Omer Beis explains that even if a man marries a second wife, he does not forget his first wife. Hashem, however, has abandoned us and has forgotten us completely. HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds, His Hasishkach isha ula, merachem ben bitna, gam eila tishkachna, v'anoichi loy eshkachech. Does a woman forget her own baby? Could she not have compassion on her own child? Even if that were to happen, I will not forget you. The Gemara, Vayitein Brachas, explains this exchange on a deeper level. Klal Yisrael says, perhaps you have forgotten all the kabbonas we brought to you. Hashem says, no, I have not forgotten. If so, we respond, perhaps you have forgotten the sin of the eagle, and you have not forgotten it. Hashem assures us that the sin, the chet of the eagle, is forgotten. But the schus of Sinai is there forever. Hashem says, Hein al kapayim chakoisicha, chomosayich negdi tomid. I have carved out for you onto my palm. Your walls are always before me, above the Anane Kavid, in Hashemayim. The Gemara in Tainus, Dafdala Amud Aleph, explains that this is a response to our heartfelt request at the end of Shir HaShirim. When we beg Hashem, Simeni kachoysim al libecha, kachoysim al zarecha, make me like a seal on your heart, a seal on your arm. Hashem responds, you requested that I place you on my arm, which is sometimes covered and sometimes revealed. I shall place you on my hand, Hein al kapayim kakoitzi, which is always visible, and the whole world will see my constant care and love for you. Your children will swiftly come back. The Radak says, and the wicked, those who are the source of your destruction, will be removed. Look around. Your children will return from all over. Hashem promises that they will be like a precious ornament, that you'll be wear them like a bride. The Chasam Sofer in Parshas Ekev explains that a bride wears her finery to endear herself to the Chasam. So too, all that Tzion does will be to endear herself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Instead of desolate and ruin, your cities will be crowded to the point that people will ask for additional space. You will ask, where did all that come from? I had nothing, and now I am full. Hashem declares, raise your banner. All the nations will bring your children home. Kings will be your caretakers, and their noblewomen will be your nursemaids. They will bow to you and lick your dust, and all who trust Hashem will never be ashamed. The Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, relates that this actually came true for Abaya, who was standing in the court of the Persian king. The king noticed that Abaya's belt had slipped out of place and personally rose from his throne to adjust it. In Yerushalmi, Avodah Zarah, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, derives from here that also a Jewish child is permitted to nurse from a Gentile woman. Although Moshe refused to nurse from an Egyptian woman, that is because he was destined to speak to the Shekhinah. For all other children, it is permitted. The nations say that no one can reclaim the victim after he has been captured by a mighty warrior. Similarly, no one can redeem Yaakov after he's been captured by Esav. Hashem says, no, I can. I will reclaim you from Esav. I will fight your battle. I will save your children. I will destroy your enemies, leaving their bodies to be eaten by the beasts of the field, and the birds will get drunk on their blood. Hashem asks, Ezer Sefer Krisas Imchem, Asher Shilachtiha, Oimi Minoishai, Asher Makarti Eschem Loi. Where is the divorce document that I gave you? Or to which of my creditors have I sold you? Rather, your chatoyim have caused the sale, and your iniquities have brought about the separation. Hashem continues, Madu ba'asi ve'ein ish, k'rosi ve'ein oina, ha'kotzer kotzer yodi miptus, emein bi b'choyachi lahatzel. Why have I come, but no one is there? Why do I call out, but no one answers? Do I not have the power to save you? My shout is enough to dry up the seas and the rivers, and all the fish would die, and I can darken the heavens. The Radak explains that this is a reference of the splitting of the Yarden, when we crossed into Eretz Yisrael, and to Makas Choshech in Mitzrayim. Certainly then I have the power to save you. The Chassam Sofer and Pashek understands this message on a deeper level. The rule is that if a man divorces his wife due to infidelity, and it turns out the report is untrue, and she was a victim of vicious slander, then the divorce is invalid, and they're still married. Similarly, tshuva transforms chet into schus, and the very justification for the divorce is null and void, even though Hashem has the status of a kohen, to whom even an invalid divorce should disqualify his wife. Since the attempt at divorce was given through anger, we are still permitted to return. In addition, even a captive woman can be assumed to be untouched if her captors fear her husband. Therefore, Hashem is prepared to take us back. This is the illusion of the psukim. There is no divorce, since the separation came as a result of chatoyim, which are no longer here, the schusim. Hashem declares, why have I come? This was a source of anger, and therefore the divorce has no bearing, even for a kohen. Do I not have the power to redeem you? Therefore, there's no concern that our captors have assaulted us because they were afraid of him. Now, the Navi refers to himself. Hashem has given him the talent to speak and inspire the masses and to teach those who thirst for the Dvar Hashem. Even if Micha and Amos were scorned for their public rebuke of the people, I continue to speak. Even if my opponents resort to blows, Hashem will help me, and all who harm me will wither away. Addressing Tzaddikim, the Navi says, who is Yireh Hashem? Who listens to the words of the Navi and trusts Hashem even in difficult times? The wicked will be burned by Hashem's wrath, surrounded by the flames they brought upon themselves. Your sleep, your death will be from sorrow. According to the Gemara in Ksubas, Daf Kuf Dala Amid Aleph, this pasuk is recited by the avenging angels when a Rasha dies and is brought to be tried for his wickedness. Listen to me, cries the Navi. Look to your ancestors, Avram and Sarah. They were the only ones in the world to recognize Hashem. I took them, made them great, and gave them a child, even after everyone has given up. So too, the Radak says, do not give up the Gula, even if the Gullus lasts a very long time. Daf Torah concludes with a pasuk that we recite at the very end of Kinnus. Hashem has comforted Zion, comforted all her ruins. He has made her wilderness into the Eden, and her desolation like Hashem's garden. Simcha and rejoicing will be found in her, thanksgiving and song. This week's parsha, we learn the mitzvah of Birchas Hamazon. Benching is one of the first mitzvahs in the parsha, and I'd like to speak a little bit about what I've heard from my Rebbe, Rabbi Yisrael Reisman, a beautiful deher. The parsha says in Periches Pasuk Yud, V'achalta v'savata uverachta Hashem alekecha ala oret ha'toy v'ashanasun loch. The parsha says that you eat, you are satisfied, and you will bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For the beautiful land of Eretz Yisrael, benching is somehow connected to Eretz Yisrael. We just result in the Korban from Tisha B'Av, and the parsha talks about the beauty of Eretz Yisrael. Birchas Hamazon has it as well. In fact, the second bracha of benching is called Birchas Haaretz, the bracha on the land. The Gemara in Masechtas Brachas, Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom says, Kol shaloi amar eretz chemda toivur urechava birchas haaretz, umalchas beis dave bebeini Yerushalayim, lo yetzei de chavasai. Someone who does not mention Eretz Yisrael is not yoytze benching. More specifically, the Gemara says, kol shaloi amar eretz chemda toivo urechava. Someone who does not defer to Eretz Yisrael as desirable, good and spacious land is not yoytze benching. Indeed, in Noida Lecha we say, Eretz Chemda Toiva Rechava. The question is, why is it so important to say Eretz Chemda Toiva Rechava? We understand we must mention Eretz Yisrael because the Torah says Al Eretz HaToiva. But why mention the beauty and the bounty of Eretz Yisrael is so essential? In the Torah Smarsha from the Chassam Sofer, we find a vort which is actually from Rabbi Shimon Sofer. In the Torah Smarsha, any piece that is as an asterisk is a piece written by the son of the Chassam Sofer, Rabbi Shimon Sofer. He has an absolutely beautiful thought on Eretz, Chemda, Toiva, or Rechava. What makes it even more beautiful is that it touches on a Yesoid, which we have discussed other times. He brings his Yesoid in the name of the Chavis Levavis. The Yesoid is that Ahava, love, becomes noticeable when a person does something for someone else beyond what he's obligated to do. When a person does only the things that he's obligated to do, that does not necessarily show that he loves the other person. It shows that he's honest and upright. He fulfills his promises. But if a person wants to show that he truly cares about somebody, he has to do something a little bit more. In mitzvahs, we have a concept such as zrizim makdimin lemitzvah, hidur mitzvah, and situations of hamachmer tovi olav bracha. Those are situations where a person shows that he's not doing the mitzvah merely to be yoitza. He's doing, it with ahava, with love. The yesoid is that to show love, you have to do something a little bit more. Rebbe explains further about the pasuk in Tehillim in 118, pasuk 5. Men ametzi krosiya and noni merchavya. David asks, thanks Hashem, and says, during a time of difficulty, men ametzi, I call out to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and anoni b'merchav ka. You answer me b'merchav, wide open arms, in a way that shows love. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu answers b'merchav, it shows an ahava. Says the Torah Smosha, when we thank a Kadosh Baruch Hu for the land he gave us, we thank him for Eretz, Chemda, Toiva, Urechava. Hashem could have fulfilled his promise to Avraham Avinu to give us land by giving us almost any land. We could have received Madagascar, anything. Instead, we received Eretz Yisrael, a land the world has been fighting over for over 2,000 years. It's a tiny piece of land. You can barely find it on the map. Yet the entire world is constantly fighting and tumbling over Eretz Yisrael. That is Eretz Chemda Toiva Rechava. Part of thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu is recognizing Enoni B'merchavya. Hashem answered us and granted us with the land with his wide open arms. And that is the message of Brechas HaMazon and the yearning for Eretz Yisrael, especially after the Churban. Have a wonderful Geshmaka Shabbos Nachamu.